Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Alan Adamson's here too, ladies and gentlemen. Adam is a brand new member of our Brain Trust. We've found him this year, and we're glad we did. He's the co-founder and managing partner at Metaforce, a member of the American Management Association, author of at least three books on how to put your best foot forward in the marketplace, including his new one, Shift Ahead, which he co-authored with Joel Steckel. And he's here to talk to us about where you need to go, where you need to be thinking about how to get to the next level in the next year and 5 years from now with your company. Alan Adamson, welcome back to the show.
Morning. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. So you interviewed a bunch of CEOs for this book to find out what was on their mind. And I'm sure you ran into more than one furrowed brow. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, it's everyone thinks they know what they're doing, and when you talk to them about is your business staying relevant and are your customers still happy with you, the obvious knee-jerk answer is yes. But then sometimes market results are telling a different story.
Their comment was a hope and a prayer, and the reality was not the same thing, was it?
Yeah. You always learn more. Sometimes you get to a leader who will tell you what's going on and what's their challenge and what they're doing about it. But most often the case is when you're speaking to somebody who's driving the car at that time, everything's rosy, things are good,
right.
They know what they're doing.
Right.
You know, and to really find out what's going on, you sort of have to look after the car goes off the track.
Right.
And ask for people that weren't on the train.
Well, it's just like when you have a really good friend and you say, hey, how's business? And he comes back to you the typical answer, oh, we're busy.
Never been better.
We're really busy.
Yeah.
And then you say, okay, dude, it's just me. How's it going? And he says, well, we're actually off about 10%.
So, when things are going well, CEOs will often tell you what they're doing and how they're doing, and that's great. But when things are hitting a little bit of a headwind, you sometimes don't get your best perspective on what's going on from talking to the top dog.
One of the things that I think happens in small businesses is when things are tough, especially in the 21st century. Here we are in almost the end of the second decade of the 21st century. We're one-fifth into it, into the new century. I feel that their first response is to look at the operation. Okay, where our trucks aren't fast enough, our warehouse isn't managing supplies, meaning our inventory properly, our salespeople aren't working hard enough anymore. We need to do better with this and that sort of thing, which there's nothing wrong with that, except what they might be missing is the fact that they're completely being overlooked by their prospects. Their prospects aren't even considering them, and they're looking for love in the wrong places. And they didn't have to worry about this 20 years ago, but here we are in 2018. Things here are different, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's always a knee-jerk reaction of any company that is a bit struggling is, oh, let's just pedal faster. It must be, I'll do the same game, but I just must be playing it better. And so most people who run successful businesses, actually, are pretty good at optimizing the current game they're in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they're just not ready if the game they're in is no longer something people care about.
Well, and
it doesn't matter if you're faster.
one of the best examples, the late Dr. Spencer Johnson said, somebody moved your cheese. Isn't that what's happening?
Exactly.
A lot of people's cheese are being moved right now, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we wrote Shift Ahead, is that it used to happen in certain businesses once in a while, most notably technology, because the pace of change was so fast. And if you had a bookstore in a corner, nothing changed. or if you had a drugstore on the corner, nothing changed. But now, unfortunately, for most businesses, everything is spinning at that higher rate. And so what certain industries have to deal with once every 3 or 4 years, now every industry is dealing with. And so,
and they're dealing with it every year, not just every 3 or 4 years.
Right. Your dad gave you the drugstore, and you're running it the same way he did, and all of a sudden people aren't coming in as much.
Mm-hmm. So what did you find? What did you find the did you find those kinds of frustrations in these larger companies that you talk to, the way I described it, that I feel happens out on Main Street?
Yeah, the more successful they had been, the bigger they are, the more significant the challenge they feel. You know, because the other, unfortunately now, success leads to you getting bigger.
Right.
And you tend to hire people that are really good at riding that one bicycle, and then all of a sudden doing things a certain way. And then all of a sudden, if that game doesn't work anymore, you're turning an aircraft carrier with a bunch of people that have been trained to do things one way, and that way is no longer good.
Well, thank you for that report, Alan. And the reason I wanted you to say it, folks, is because I wanted him to say that because I wanted you to understand that while your behavior, if you're holding yourself back, your behavior isn't acceptable. You're not going to make it if you don't change. Just understand that you're not the only one who's dealing with this. Even the bigger companies with more money and more capital and more people and all that, they've got the same problems. So how did you help those? What did you find out? The ones that had solved the problem, what was the main thing that they did that you felt that they were heading in the right direction?
You know, it seems like a cliche, Jim, but finally the folks at the top said, you know, we can't fix this with a little duct tape, you know, and, you know, we can't hide behind, you know, oh, I'm sure we'll get better next quarter. They took some pretty bold actions. And, you know, usually it's never good news the next day, because anytime you're trying to change your business, tomorrow will be less profitable than today until you make the transition. So, you know, it requires.
They realize they had hard decisions to make, right?
Right,
and, you know,
and they're risky decisions. The other thing is that if you're going to shift directions, you know, you're never really sure. And so the other thing we talked about before is that most people, you know, when looking down the road, do we go left, right, straight? They all look pretty good or all look pretty bad. And so they sit at the intersection, they just keep on studying it. And by the time they decide to go left, you know, of course, three other people have driven past them.
Aren't we way past the period of when you should have kissed your comfort zone goodbye? Aren't we a long way back past that?
Well, it's human nature is to be risk averse, and the bigger the company, the bigger the stakes, and no one wants to be the one that, you know.
The book is called Shift Ahead by Alan Adamson and Joel Stegall. We're going to come back and get some more wisdom out of Alan after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.